Congress may be in recess, but with the U.S. dropping bombs in Iraq, there is a lot for members of the House and Senate to talk about.
NPR's political editor Charlie Mattesian joins us, as he regularly does, for more on this and other news from the world of politics. Hi there, Charlie.
Hi, Robin.
And this weekend, several top 2016 presidential contenders gathered for the Iowa Family Leader Summit in Ames, Iowa. A big topic we hear was Iraq. What's being said?
Well, the event was a gathering of Christian conservative activists, and it was something of a cattle call for potential Republican presidential candidates. So naturally, the president's foreign policy was the target of pointed criticism. And much of that came from prospective candidates in 2016, like Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal, who called for more clarity on the military objectives of the airstrikes and a much clearer expression of what the broader strategic vision or plan is there. And so while Republicans have been supportive of the airstrikes and the humanitarian support so far, the possible next steps and the broader vision that extends beyond the current operations are really what's coming in for tough scrutiny and criticism at this point from the 2016 prospects.
You tell us that Ted Cruz said the president has to seek congressional authorization for those airstrikes on ISIS. Did he? I mean, does he? Democrats have opinions as well. What do they say?
Well, there's a considerable amount of nervous concern and caution about the prospect of escalation. What we heard over the weekend from members in both parties was, of course, the reiteration of support for the initial targeted airstrikes. But what we're hearing from prominent Senate Democrats are concerns that this cannot become an open-ended action, while Republican House and Senate members, folks like Ted Cruz, are expressing frustration over the administration's handling of the crisis as a whole, and in particular what they consider to be an uneven response to the growing threat posed by ISIS in the region.
Charlie, I want to go west, very far to the west, to Hawaii for a big political story over the weekend. This is the first time that Hawaiians have voted out an incumbent governor in a primary. Sitting governor Neil Abercrombie got only about a third of the vote. His challenger, David Ige, took two-thirds. What happened?
Governor Abercrombie's loss wasn't a total shocker, but the margin of defeat was pretty amazing. Here, an incumbent governor, Governor Abercrombie, didn't just lose. He got crushed by a landslide margin. And that's pretty unheard of for an incumbent governor, Jeremy, especially one who spent 10 times more money than his challenger. And in this case in Hawaii, there wasn't really a single silver bullet issue that took down Abercrombie, but there was one that got lots of attention, and that was the governor's role in the 2012 appointment of a successor to the late Senator Daniel Inouye. And basically, to boil it down, what happened was that Inouye, the senator, was much loved by Hawaii voters, and he had expressed his wishes for a specific successor in a deathbed letter. But Abercrombie ended up choosing someone else, and the entire episode ended up causing a serious backlash because Senator Inouye's stature was such that if there was a Mount Rushmore in Hawaii, he surely would have been carved on it.
Yeah. Well, and let's get to that Senate race, because this is exactly what we're talking about. And there's less than a 1% margin in the primary, the Democratic Senate primary, between Brian Schatz and Colleen Hanabusa.
Right. Hard to believe, but it's true. It's not over yet there in that Senate race. Senator Schatz had been appointed by Governor Abercrombie in 2012, and he was challenged in the Democratic primary by Congresswoman Hanabusa. And he appears to have squeaked by less than 1%. But there's one tiny complication. Because of a tropical storm that hit the state on Saturday, two precincts of the state's 247 precincts weren't able to open. And so in a race this close, those votes could make a difference. And so now you have the prospect of a Senate campaign over the next few weeks held in one small part of Hawaii. It's a really unique situation in these two precincts, and it's uncharted waters.
That's Charlie Mattesian, proving once again, ignore political news in August at your peril. Charlie, NPR's politics editor, thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin.